comes in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. I see the enemy coming in like a flood in our houses, in our churches, in our families. But what I don't see is the standard. People of God, where's the standard at? We in a war, y'all. It's time to stand, y'all.
The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of them that published it. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Welcome to the Know Your Bible radio broadcast that reaches around the world daily with the good news about Jesus Christ our Lord. I am your host, Bishop Fred A. Caldwell Sr. Now lend me your ear, and let's go inside of Know Your Bible and hear God's life-changing word. Welcome to Know Your Bible.
Today's message, If You Love Me. And now here is Bishop Caldwell.
Now, I was about to say, love is the most powerful force on earth. But it's not what, see, let me deal with Brother Swaggart right quick. I remember way back when they thought that they had busted Andre Crouch for cocaine. And they found out that it was just a powdery substance and wasn't cocaine. When the church world thought, because Andre Crouch up to this point is not married and is going along singing gospel music. I don't know what his lifestyle behind the scene is. I'm not here to defend him one way or the other, but I'm just here to say that Christian people are the only ones that kill their own. See, that's the problem. We claim to love God like the Pharisees did in the days of when Jesus walked the earth, and yet they killed God. I mean, it was at their hands Jesus was put on the cross because God killed him, but that's how he loved us. But what I'm saying is this. When they thought that they had busted Andre Crouch, it was the church world that was happy. And began to say, well, you know, I knew that he wasn't all that he professed to be. Now, God is no respecter of persons, and we reap what we sow. Now, when Jim and Tammy Baker got caught in the mousetrap, Swagger showed up with the axe to kill the rat in the trap and wouldn't turn loose until the rat was dead. Now see, God, church, listen, it's a shaking going on.
Amen.
It's a shaking going on. God ain't in love with, look, let me tell you something. God, God is God. He can't be swayed either way. There's no shadow of turning in God. You can't buy God's favor. You can't bribe God. You can't make God do something wrong. Because God is sovereign. But when the thing came down the pipeline behind Jim Baker, the biggest mouth on TV and the persecution was Brother Swagger. Amen. That wouldn't turn it loose. Amen. And was bound to drive him to the wall and dead. But the amazing twist of events was when yesterday Brother Baker came on national TV to give Brother Swagger some brotherly advice. Amen. And he said to Brother Swagger, he said, brother, don't do nothing. Don't get hasty like I did. Don't Don't jump up and start admitting to a lot of things. Don't say nothing. Just wait for 30 days until you can sort this thing out before the Lord, before you do anything. Now, to me, that was love. You see? All right, now, on the news this evening, Brother Swaggart is, he stepped down from his ministry. Okay, he stepped down from his ministry. All right, the investigation is still going on. They got photographs and everything. He admitted that he had sinned, that he had gotten caught off into this thing. He admitted it today. 20 minutes he stood before the congregation, 8,000 people. He apologized to the congregation, asked their forgiveness. He apologized to his wife that was there, asked her forgiveness. Apologized to his sons and asked their forgiveness. And now the man has stepped down from a 140 some odd million dollar ministry. See, your sins will find you out. Now, I don't know, and I'm not judging either way, but I do tell you, I will say this. I love my brother Swagger. To me, he's one of the most dynamic personalities on the scene to preach the word today. Amen. I never got that close to my brother Jim Baker. I guess because his ministry, I never could understand it. It never impressed me. But if he's my brother, he's my brother, whether I understand his ministry or not. Amen. But church, let me bring this back to your remembrance. You remember, it hasn't been too very long ago. It was sent by the power of the Holy Spirit, and we were praying with the Spirit at that particular time that there would be a shaking going on. This was a few Wednesday nights ago. The shaking is moving in the body of Christ. And I'm going to tell you something. It's just like sound waves that vibrate across the earth. It's a shaking going on. And everything that God didn't plant is going to be rooted up. And it does not matter how long it's been standing there. You see, man looketh on the outward appearance. But see, God looks in at the heart. Now, there's a lot of people try to come down on me because I don't be ripping and running to all these different churches and going to all these different things. They say, well, I'm antisociable, but I'm not. It's just that, and I guess I need to explain this to you right quick. I went through all them changes before God planted me here. So I can sit with a satisfied mind. Why? Because I know what's out there. I know what's out there. After 10 years, before I got here, I know what's out there. And it hasn't changed. The only thing that changed is the people behind the faces. But other than that, it's the same 9 yards out there. So what I'm saying to us, as men as are led by the Spirit of God, see, God ain't leading a lot of these folk that's jumping up doing a lot of things. So don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't being led by God if you don't do a lot of things. But we need to understand that God ain't sleep. Now, I'm committed, and I've committed myself to praying, and I think we prayed not too many days ago. I forget the setting right now that we were in. I don't know where we were. We were somewhere in this building. It may have been before this assembly that we began to effectively pray for ministers. We need to pray for God's ministers. We need to pray for God's ministers. You know, we need to do that. We really need to do that. Now, this is going to hurt more than what happened behind PTL. And the amazing part about it is that on yesterday on Crossfire, now, you know it's really bad when the world get into it. On Crossfire, they were at it again. So this old bag of bones that sit there and bring up all and spew out all of this garbage said, well, you know Pat Robertson. Watch this. 35 years ago, had an adulterous affair. 35 years ago. 35 years ago. I sat down, I said, now, where's the reporter to ask him when is the last time he sinned? I mean, who's going to raise 35 years ago, the man was in service, he wasn't serving God, and he went out on a wild spree and had a woman 35 years ago, and they brought it up today. Now, anytime the world wants somebody that have not sinned, we sure enough got a problem. Because the scripture teaches us that the world loves its own. 35 years ago. When's the last time we sinned? Let's not major on illuminating other people's faults. Because the scripture teaches us all have sinned. Now, like I was sharing a moment ago with the sons, that had Brother Swaggart been somebody down on the other side of Keithville, not to say that that's the worst place you could be, but in a little church with two members, it would not have been that much of a deal, yet it still would have been sin in the sight of God. But to whom much is given. Much is required. God requires more out of Brother Swaggart than he do some of the sons of the house. Because he elevated him to a worldwide status. Now you remember, and the Lord, your Holy Spirit just bring these things up and share them with us, because we need to understand some things here. Now watch this. You remember, when God reached into the sheepfold at Jesse's house in Bethlehem and took a ruddy lad, a redhead boy by the name of David, took him out of the sheep coat and elevated David all the way up to the throne in Jerusalem. David became king from the sheep coat to the throne, and God elevated David. David owed God a clean life. Now, when David decided that all that God had done wasn't enough, David could have had, you see, listen, God was even willing, and I don't understand all there is to understand about God, but whatever God says, that's what God means. See, now God was willing to let David have more than one wife. Now, don't ask me to explain that. But God was willing to let David do that. And did. Read your Bible. Did. But David saw this one woman that belonged to this one man and plotted to get Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. And when David committed sin with Bathsheba, that's when he really got in trouble with God. Read your Bible. And when David got in trouble with God, you know what? David had concubines and everything. David was a man after God's own heart, because whenever David blew it, he was the first one to say it. But he had to use Nathan in this incident to call David's attention to the fact that David had sinned. That's what he was trying to cover up. And so God sent Nathan in to tell the prophet Nathan to tell David that you are the man. And in the midst of all that, because God had elevated David to such a high level, y'all listen to this, that's headed toward worldwide ministry. Don't you ever forget this. Don't ever forget this, because I ain't. By the grace of God, I'm not. When God elevated David to that position, and David did what he did, you know what God in turn did? God said, all right, since I've elevated you up before the people and have made you an ensign unto me, and you are here, and you will become the father of my son. See, David is Jesus' daddy. He's called the son of David. Amen. So God had to deal with it. So God said, I tell you what I'm going to do. Because you had Uriah killed and you took his wife, your son, that boy Absalom that you so hung up on, I'm going to let Absalom come up on the top of the wall. I'm going to let Absalom come to an elevated position where all Israel can see him going in and out of the tent having your women. So all day long in the sight of Israel, Absalom was just going in that tent, wearing them women out, and they was leaving, another one was coming. Reach by. Now you know why God did that? Because to much whom much is given, much is required. And that's for this whole congregation. You're not ignorant anymore. If you came out here ignorant and you've been around here any length of time, you're not ignorant anymore to what sin is. No. And see, God is going to judge this congregation more severely than he will one that has never gotten into the light. So while you're sitting there trying to figure out and condemn Brother Swagger, you judge your own heart. How many women have you wanted to have and just was too chicken to hit on? How many men you really wanted to have and just too chicken to hit on? So we need to understand here, whom much is given, to whom much is given, much is required. Now to set your minds free about me, let me say this to you. You go on and pray for me. If I ain't real, if I'm not real, if I'm a fake, I'm coming down. So you know, don't let the devil take what has happened in Baton Rouge and cause you to have a deaf ear here and start looking at me crazy. See, now some of you have been around this ministry a long time. You sit in personal counsel with me. The Lord has allowed you and have allowed me to know you in him and you in me. And it's one thing God taught me a long time ago. Long time ago. Yes, I'm making my boast in Christ today. The Lord taught me this a long time ago. And I want to pass it on to you. When I read and learned the lesson about Solomon, when I learned about David, I took those lessons. I took them, and I took them to heart. I've been tempted. Yes, I have. I've been tempted. I never shall forget one time. I mean, if the Lord had not delivered me when he did, I wouldn't be standing here today. And it happened in a very unique way. I mean, it came at my weakest point. I didn't know I was weak until the temptation showed up. When the temptation showed up, then I recognized the fact that I'm weak. At that moment, I was weak. And the Lord sent a brother at that particular point to carry this sister where this sister needed to get to. Because when I was asked to transport this sister, now don't start running from me, get scared of me, okay? This happened some years back. Amen. Maybe I'm telling you too much, but I love you, I care about you, and I'm You know, I'm just putting it out here, you know. I just want you to know that I deal with temptation too, and it ain't no sin to be tempted. It's a sin to yield to it. Amen. Amen. But see, God did it. God's mighty hand just reached down and just delivered me. I mean, I was weak. My blood was hot in me. And I knew that I couldn't stand to be alone at that point in time with a female. I knew that. I knew that. But I was willing to go ahead and do a good deed. But I was at my weakest point. And from that point to this one, and I'm talking about like about 8 years ago, from that point to this one, I've never been that vulnerable. But God, see, the word says that God knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Are you listening? See, now, God did that. Now, ain't no need of you sitting there looking all pietistic. If you've been walking with God for these X amount of years, friend, you've either done one or two things. You've either been true to God or you've been in and out. I would choose to believe you've been true. Amen. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. But do you see what I'm saying? I mean, you can't play around with sin. You can't play around with sin because you get burned. You know? And it does not matter if you are handsome or if you have a face that is not necessarily appealing to the masses. The devil works on your mind, on your inside. And you see, I've seen a lot of women that maybe their appearance, just facial, really didn't look that good. But they married some handsome men. I mean, it ain't about what you look like out here. Because when the devil get out for you, don't get afraid of him, but just walk in the word. But when Satan get on your heels, you have to walk in wisdom's way. Because he's an old serpent. You see, he's been around a long time. He knows the pond. He'll seed your mind. Yes, he will. He will seed your mind, church. And then he'll bring somebody right across your path that fits the description that's in your mind. So the Lord wanted me to say those things to you. And I need to tell you, and I've seen this happen time and time again. This ain't no place to play. If you are elevated to this position and you ain't real, God will give you so much time to repent because he's a merciful God. And after your probationary period would have run out, then God would set the wheels in motion and start pulling your feet right out from up under you. I've seen a lot of them. One young minister come to mind, brilliant young man. I mean, could preach to any audience anywhere. Had a hoop that C.L. Franklin would have been proud of. Because that's where they all got it from. He perfected it. That's where they all got it from, C.L. Franklin. But yet they want to accuse me of trying to be like Brother Price. But it's okay to be like Brother Franklin. But anyway, now Freddie Boy is my main man. Amen. Now I'm just being truthful with you when it comes right down to the wire. Now Freddie Boy is my main man. And Freddie Boy will be around until Jesus comes. Now, I believe that with all my heart. Because he loved himself some Miss Betty. Amen. God give me time and space. I'm going to get out there this year. But the point I'm making is that the young man was brilliant. But he allowed the women. He allowed the women.
Today's message, If You Love Me, FC7029, FC7029, is now available on CD for only $5. And it may be purchased by calling Know Your Bible at 318-938-1885. Or you can mail any request to the Know Your Bible radio broadcast, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. Or email us, greenwoodacres@comcast.net. Greenwood Acres has a new website. You can go there to get ministry announcements, connect with the ministry, purchase messages and merchandise, and so much more. It can be found at gwafgbc.org. That's gwafgbc.org. We also have a new Know Your Bible video on demand page. You can access it from the website's main page. Just click on the Know Your Bible on demand link. We trust that it will be a blessing to you. Know Your Bible radio broadcast is now available as a podcast. You can listen to Know Your Bible through Apple Podcast, Google Play Music, and Spotify. Simply search for Know Your Bible or Bishop Caldwell in either app. Tap the subscribe button and Know Your Bible will come to you automatically each time an episode is posted. Enjoy!
Now the question is, will I do his will and answer?
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus. The power in the blood of Jesus on the cross at Calvary is God's resolution to the redemption of every lost sinner forever. Today is the day of salvation and now is the acceptable time because tomorrow is not promised. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and your house. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Jesus said, come. The Father says, come. The Holy Spirit says, come. And I say, come. You need to come now.
Now the question is, when will Jesus return?
I was the chiefest of sinners, Paul says, and so say I. I called upon Jesus over 46 years ago, and he answered me, came into my heart, and brought with him the gift of eternal life. And he'll do the same for you if you call.
The trouble all over the world. I'm telling every man, woman, boy, and girl, it's coming soon.
Say these words to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I believe you are Lord. Come into my heart. I believe that God raised you from the dead. I accept you now, Lord, as my personal Lord and Savior. If you said those words, and if you mean those words, they are recorded in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, verse 9 through 13. Welcome to the household of faith. Much, much love to you.
Now the question's up.
Hello, this is Bishop Caldwell, and this is the Know Your Bible radio broadcast. The world needs Jesus now more than ever before, and you can help us to reach the world for Jesus Christ. I ask for you to pray for what the Lord will have you to do as it relates to financial support toward Know Your Bible. And then send your gifts of love to Know Your Bible, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. That's the Know Your Bible radio broadcast, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. We also welcome your prayer requests and your praise reports. So until we meet again right here on Know Your Bible, you pray for me and I'll be praying for you. And guess what? We'll all be prayed for. Much, much love to you.
Now I see.